Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to have a guest later in the show, and we're going to get an update on what's going on with the RCAF USA versus the USDA. There's a couple of ranchers as well that have filed the lawsuit against the USDA in regards to the RFID. Got all these initials out. Goodness, I can't believe I did it. I don't even have that written down. Anyway, so we will have Harriet Hageman on at the bottom of the hour, and she will give us an update as to what's going on. It's good news. It's good news. But let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. For such a time as this, oh Father, thank you for being the loving and caring God that you are. Thank you for redeeming us and bringing us to you, making us a better people because of you. Forgive us, O God, for our sins and our failures. Bring us to your wisdom and your truth and your ways. Guide us as your people and show us the way to bring America home. I ask that you protect President Donald J. Trump and Vice President Pence. Keep them safe. Keep them healthy. Surround them with wise and godly counsel. May they each morning in their prayer time seek your way that day. May they be in a constant attitude of prayer for this nation, your people, and for all the lost in this world. I ask that you will guide me today and each day, and that I will stay the course. Thank you for the mountains in my life and the paths, and thank you for holding my hand when I'm in those valleys. Show me the way, your way. These times are crazy, but I suppose they always are when man tries to do it his own way and believes himself to be wise. Kind of comical when you say it out loud. Bless my listeners, O God, with good health and with contentment in their lives. May they also be successful in their businesses and their financial matters. Bless my advertisers and my sponsors. I pray that you will be with them. And Father, open our eyes to see the blessings you have placed in our lives. Bless CSE Talk Radio, that we, in turn, will be your instrument and a blessing to all who might hear or see. For such a time as this, I pray. Amen. You know, it's important that we do start each day with prayer. And I think so many times we're all too busy. We think, well, we'll do it. You know, we pray at our meal times and we pray here and there. But we need to be in a constant attitude of prayer. And that's kind of difficult when you stop and think about it. When you get all these distractions and things that discourage you, you know, Satan likes to tap on your shoulder and say, oh, that was bad, or you are bad. So just kind of try to stay in a constant attitude of prayer and get that little guy off your shoulder. Now, I haven't talked much about the coronavirus yet, but I thought we would mention at least today. And later in today's show, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to have Harriet Hageman on with the new Civil Liberties Alliance. She's the attorney representing RCAF and the two other independent ranchers that have sued the USDA. And we've had some good news, but don't back off yet. That's my expression, and I think that's what they're going to do. Not back off. So, I also want to mention the debate. The debate was that Tuesday night when that nightmare happened? It was Tuesday night. Every one of those Democrat candidates proved they cannot and are not capable, nor are they willing, of leading a free nation, a free people. In fact, they don't want you free at all. Now, you need to stop and listen. And you need to stop and read your Constitution. Read that Declaration of Independence. Read your Bill of Rights. What kind of a people do you want? Do you want big government, centralized government like we have right now that is dictating and mandating and regulating your lives hither and yonder, everywhere, every which direction? That's what that RFID is all about. I found it kind of comical that they want to track the cows, but the illegal immigrants, just bring them on in. Just bring them on in. The debate stage lacked dignity. There was no dignity on that stage, and it lacked common sense. With each utterance of stupidity, they revealed to the American people how out of touch and how much they hate this nation. They don't want a republic. They never say it. They say democracy. They say socialism. They say social democrat. They want a socialistic state. If I may have the rules for radicals there, if Rudy could hand that to me, I want to go back and see that. And I want you to think about everything they were promising you, everything that Bernie Sanders says, even Bloomberg, who claims to be a capitalist, which he apparently is. I mean, he's very wealthy. He's gotten very wealthy with doing what he does. But if you'll recall the rules for radicals, the 8 steps to a socialistic state. Now, what is it they talk about? They talk about health care. National, everybody has a right to health care. They talk about poverty because there's too many poor people here. Right. You know, I can't help but wonder when Bernie Sanders talks about the government's going to pay people, what is that going to do to the minimum wage? Why would you even care about a minimum wage? If the government's paying everyone, are they going to have to pay us all minimum wage? I mean, where does that come in? How does that make any sense, Rudy?
Well, they take it from one hand and then they give it back to us in the other hand.
But they take more on one hand and they give you a little less on
the other
hand.
You're not supposed to know that.
I can see it. All right. Then they didn't really talk about the debt, but they keep adding to the debt, those who are in politics, which is all of them except, what, 3 of them on stage there. Buttigieg isn't anything right now. Sorry, Pete, but you're not.
Well, you nailed that one.
Bloomberg, he's a rich man, but he's not in politics right now except for being a candidate. And who's the other one that's not in? Oh, Stiers. Stiers isn't anything.
Stiers.
He's a rich man. He's got an annoying voice. I guess a lot of people think I do, too. Anyway, then they talk about gun control because, now this is comical. Not really. It's not really comical, but it is in its logic form. So they want to let all the criminals loose. They want to let all the illegal aliens come in here. Doesn't matter what disease they're carrying or anything else. But by golly, citizens, it better not have any guns because you don't have any need for that to defend yourself or protect yourself. You don't need anything like that. A single shot will do it if you're good, I guess. Then welfare. Education and religion and class warfare. Well, I have in my hand, I'm getting there, I know, I'm already about done with this segment here. What is globalism? Globalism is one world government run on the basis of a democratic socialism and world citizenship. That is what they want. Many of them, the majority of them in the Democrat Party, that's what they are. And unfortunately, we have a few rhinos that are right in there with them. But true socialism, well, we'll talk about that when we come back. I haven't even hardly got in on my monologue today. I kind of chased a few rabbits, as they say. You're listening, well, they're not really rabbits, because I'm going to talk about them. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm rambling on. I know I am. But I want you to think about this. There is a war. What is that war? Socialism versus freedom. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell. We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Don't miss Trey Gowdy, former congressman and federal prosecutor, when he comes to Jefferson City for Vitae Foundation's 28th annual pro-life event on Monday, March 9th at the Capitol Plaza Hotel. Gowdy is passionate about the value of life, and so is Vitae. Vitae's messaging promotes a culture of life while connecting women facing unplanned pregnancies with life-saving resources. Reserve your seat today for either the lunch or dinner on March 9th by going to adsforlife.org. That's adsforlife.org.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. At CSC Talk Radio, we love liberty and we value life. I encourage you to attend Vitae Foundation's 28th annual pro-life event Monday, March 9th. Trey Gowdy is the speaker. There's a luncheon from noon to 1:30, and the evening dinner event begins at 6:30. All are held at the Capitol Plaza Hotel and Convention Center in Jefferson City, Missouri. Good food, great speaker. Vitae's mission is life-saving and life-changing. Register now at adsforlife.org. That's adsforlife.org. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We have gone over what a socialistic state is, or what socialism is, and globalism, and republic versus a democracy, which is mob rule. And I think we could see the mob that night on the Democrat debate. But I didn't see anybody really ruling. They were just all a mob. But they all wanted the same thing, basically. They all wanted the same thing. Oh, they hate Bloomberg because he's rich. Oh, they hate him. And they're millionaires. I mean, what's, you know. Haven't they ever heard about not coveting your neighbor? True socialism means we do not need political parties that inevitably present competing interest groups. We only need experts in a global technocracy where cooperation replaces competition and the marketplace. Stakeholders replace shareholders. The global environment, climate change, becomes a single unifying feature of reality and intersectionality. Identity politics, the measure of all things. Now, I want you to think about what they are promoting. I want you to think about what your congressman, your senator promotes. Oh, we have this program here. Oh, we have this. Climate change. I heard one of them go off last night, a Democrat that's on, he's on the Fox. He's one of their Democrats consultants. He gets the other side of it. But he's just a nut. Trump doesn't believe in science because he's a non-believer of climate change. And there's a reason, because there are multitudes of scientists, as you know, who have proven that it is not an existential threat, or it is not even caused by humankind. Yet they want to throw trillions of your dollars to fix it. They want to unite the globe so they can fix the climate. If it were only that easy. So, not only are we the deplorables, we are irredeemable, if you'll remember that. So I looked it up. Not able to be saved, improved, or corrected. Well, that's one thing I think Hillary got correct, because I shall not be moved. You know, it's a good old Baptist song. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree standing by the water, I shall not be moved. I love my country. I love my God. I love my family. I love freedom. I love independence. I don't want somebody telling me what to do. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What does that have to do with the coronavirus? Because I said I was going to talk about the coronavirus. Well, President Trump, he restricted and is watching and controlling travel into this nation because of this coronavirus pandemic. To keep it contained as best we can. He's done a really good job of it, but if you were to listen to the Democrats on the stage that night, he caused coronavirus. He's the carrier. And if you listen to Schumer, well, don't listen to Schumer. Trump has asked for $2 billion from Congress to prepare for this pandemic, this epidemic that might be here in the U.S. soon. We only have a few here now, and no fatalities. The majority of them that are fatalities are those who are in China, and that in the region there where their lungs are already compromised because of because of their climate change. Because of their smog and their bad air. So the Dems are calling him a racist because he's controlling who comes into this arena, to the United States. And then I saw good old Schumer, you know, crying Chuck. He gets up and he's angry at the president. I mean, he's a racist for doing this. But then he says he's not asking for enough. $2 billion isn't enough. What's he thinking? He needs at least $8.5 billion. So let me get this straight, Chucky. You're going to open the borders. Anybody disease-ridden can come in here, whether it's coronavirus or something else, contagious. And all we're going to do is throw money at it. You know, buy a few more masks, work on in more vaccines. That's how we're going to fight it, instead of trying to fight it before it gets here, instead of trying to stop it before it gets here. Now, if you raised a family and you have a family member get sick, it's very difficult to keep it from spreading within the household. But you don't let them go outside the household. You don't go to work if you've got a fever. You're not supposed to go to work if you've got a fever. You don't go if you're sick because you don't, well, you want to take care of yourself, first of all, but you don't want to contaminate other people, Chuck. So when you have a child that's sick, you try to contain them into their bedroom. You bring their supper to them. You don't have them come out for supper. Mom was pretty good at that. She made sure we stayed in our room, and she would come and wait on us. And, you know, if you happen to be ill or you have to use the little girl's room or the little boy's room, you go in there and you clean it up afterwards and disinfect it. Lysol, bleach, whatever you can use, whatever you got, before the next family member goes in there. You do your very best to keep the virus down from spreading. But the Dems, they're all about ruining this nation, opening the borders and let all the violent criminals out of prison. Think about it. Open up the borders, let all the criminals in, let all the diseases in. It's not only just for us. I mean, that we have things that they haven't been exposed to, so they could be sick too pretty quick. I mean, there's certain jobs. We have a Cargill plant here in this little town. And if you go to work at Cargill, you will get sick within the first 2 weeks. It's almost a guarantee. If you're working on the line with the birds, you're going to get a bird flu. But your body eventually works up an immunity to it. It's the same thing when you expose people from different places. They have different viruses, different bugs, whatever the case may be. That's how the Indians all got sick from the white man. It's nothing new. It's what happens. And you have to take care of the people coming, and you have to take care of the people that are here. So in the next segment, we're going to have Harriet Hageman on. We're going to talk about this lawsuit and where they're at right now. I think you'll find that very interesting. But when you stop and think about it, how the government is wanting to demand that these farmers and these ranchers put this chip in their cows to track their cows for diseases. It's about disease. Even though we have less disease than any other country, they already track the cows. They already have ways of keeping track of them. But that doesn't matter. Some are still branding. They still brand the cows. Others have ear tags, and there's other ways. And farmers do more than just put a hole in the ground and plant a seed. They have books, and they keep books on these cows and on their family, the family cow, and the hogs. They know what they have. And if they have one that's not a healthy one, they get rid of it. They don't let it reproduce. Well, they'd rather track the cows than the coronavirus, is my point. You knew I'd bring it together, right? You knew I would eventually get there.
It was a long road.
It only took me 5 pages of monologue here. They'd rather track the cows because more burdens on the farmers and the ranchers than to track the coronavirus and keep America healthy and safe. They'd rather sell you insurance than to look into the real reason, the reality of things as to why it costs you more for a pill, more for an x-ray, more for a doctor's visit. They'd rather sell you insurance and tell you that you're right. Force you to buy insurance and tell you that it's your right. Why would you ever, ever trust any government? James Madison. Well, it was James Monroe that was so upset and demanded the Bill of Rights. They said, but we haven't given them enough room to have any rights, to hurt the people, to take our rights, to trample them. He says, they will. They do. They always do. And they have. When we come back, we will have Harriet Hageman, and we're going to talk about this lawsuit between RCAF USA and a couple of independent ranchers and the USDA and APHIS, APHIS. And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now, 800-510-4403.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And like I promised you earlier in the show, we're going to have Harriet Hagman on. She's with the NCLA, and that's the New Civil Liberties Alliance. And they are the attorneys that are fighting for RCAF USA, as well as a couple other of independent ranchers that are suing the USDA over the RFID. Harriet, I just get a big kick out of all these initials. How are you doing today, Harriet?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I was telling my listeners that we were going to talk, and I was rattling off all those initials, and it just cracked me up because I actually got them out, and I was kind of surprised at myself. Yesterday I had a terrible time with my tongue. I couldn't pronounce just about anything.
You did a great job. That was kind of fun.
Thank you very much. Well, I told them we were going to give an update, and I told them we had good news, but not to back off just yet. So I'm going to let you explain to them what our good news is and what exactly is happening right now with this.
Well, as your listeners may know, I've been on this radio program a couple of times now, and what we've talked about is the RFID mandate coming out of the USDA. And that was a mandate that was issued pursuant to a fact sheet last April. USDA, APHIS issued a fact sheet, a two-page fact sheet, basically stating that the vast majority of all of our livestock producers had to start using RFID no later than January 1, 2023. We sued over that because that violated the Administrative Procedures Act, and it violated the 2013 regulation and a variety of other things. And in October, the USDA actually withdrew that fact sheet and said that they were not going to pursue the RFID mandate at this time, and that in the event that they go forward with an RFID mandate, they will go through the proper APA, yes, Administrative Procedure Act process for doing so. So we were pretty excited about that. We were happy that they withdrew that mandate because it clearly was illegal. And they did withdraw it. But I wasn't ready to give up my lawsuit yet because I said, you still violated the Administrative Procedures Act. And probably more importantly, they violated the Federal Advisory Committee Act. And that was that they had put together an advisory committee that was made up of only people who supported the RFID technology and ear tags. The chair of that committee is a gentleman who is one of the top dogs in one of the largest ear tag manufacturing companies in the United States. So you can understand the personal and professional interest that he would have in a federal regulation that required all of our livestock producers to use RFID ear tags. So anyway, the feds said, well, we think we've resolved everything. So they filed a motion to dismiss our lawsuit in January of this year. On January 15th, they filed a motion to dismiss. And I responded to that and said, well, it's fine and dandy. We're pretty happy that they withdrew the ear tag requirement. But we do believe that we ought to be able to go forward with this case and show that they also violated the Federal Advisory Committee Act, in part because we don't want them using all of the materials and data and statistics and white papers and all of the things that they developed by that advisory committee to just do this again. We're not gaining anything if they just come back in 6 months from now and do the same doggone thing. Well, yeah. I also
and they would.
Wanted, and they would, and I also wanted them to have to go on record of saying, we are going to comply with the APA. We have withdrawn that fact sheet. We have withdrawn that policy. I didn't want just a one-line stipulation dismissing the case. I wanted those agencies on the record saying, we're absolutely not going forward with this unless and until we comply with the law. And I got that. I was pretty proud of that. But I also wanted a court order saying they're not going forward with this unless they comply with the law. And, in fact, we got that in February. On February 13th, Judge Nancy Friedenthal, our judge here in Wyoming, issued an order dismissing our case but being very, very, very strong in making statements such as, what is known is that the 2019 fact sheet is not recognized as agency policy, and the Department of Ag has unambiguously stated that the requirements of the 2019 fact sheet will not be implemented, and she bolded that. And I got several statements like that from her order, so I was very, very pleased with her order because it is what I wanted. While it wasn't exactly an injunction, an affirmative injunction, it was definitely a statement that is going to prevent them from being able to come right back in and try to impose RFID.
Well, I'm glad that you stuck with it and got that because we know that they'll come back. It hasn't been, I know it's been a while, but it doesn't seem that long ago in my mind when it was the NAIS. You know, they just keep coming at these farmers and ranchers. Can you explain to my listeners that don't know anything about farming and ranching why farmers are against this RFID being mandated?
Well, sure. There's a variety of reasons, but one of them is that the agencies have to comply with the law just like the rest of us. And in 2013, there was a regulation that was adopted related to animal identification and traceability. And according to that regulation, which was adopted pursuant to the law, the agencies will recognize and acknowledge brands, ear tags, back tags, group identification numbers, and tattoos. What that means is that our traditional forms of identification are still considered to be official identification. So it is from the standpoint of a cost measure, because the vast majority of our ranchers continue to use those types of techniques to identify their cattle. According to the USDA in 2013, when they issued that regulation, had they required RFID ear tags at that time, it would have cost between $1.2 and $1.9 billion to our industry just to force all of our livestock producers to go RFID. So one of the issues relates to the fact that it's just so costly. The other one is technology and feasibility. Our people are working out in the middle of nowhere. You're going to have to develop and build and construct the facilities where you would be able to use the RFID, because right now most of our facilities are not going to be usable for an RFID technology. We run our cattle through sale barns, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 head at a time. How are they going to have the chutes that are just going to literally move those cattle through one at a time to be able to get all of those different ear tags and monitor that and be able to collect that data? It's a feasibility issue. It's a cost issue, and it's also a liberty and a freedom issue.
Absolutely.
Because one of the things that they have to do for RFID is they have to have what's called a premises identification number.
Exactly.
And a PIN would require every one of our livestock producers to register their properties with the USDA. And this is where the scary part comes in. They've even admitted that this has to do with, quote, verification. And what that means is that they want to have the opportunity to come in and verify or dictate to our livestock producers all kinds of things in terms of their operations. In fact, I'm looking at an article that was written in Beef Magazine in 2018. And what they're suggesting is that the reason they want RFID is they want, quote, tighter controls on production specifications. And those specifications will include verification of production practices, as well as tighter controls as to how cattle are fed and managed, carcass weights, marbling requirements, and portion requirements. So this is so that they can come in and tell our livestock producers, you can't finish out that particular steer. We don't want them finished out at 1,500 pounds. We want them finished off at 1,200 pounds so that they don't have the marbling. This is just another mechanism to get at the beef industry and make it so that our meat isn't as tasty. They want to start controlling the marbling in our beef. And the way that you do that is with RFID technology and start mandating that people do things or producers do things, or they'll cut them off from the market.
And, of course, their excuse or the reasons that they give, at least to the public, is it's about disease control. But we've already done that. I mean, it's like Bill Bullard has told us many times, you know, the U.S. has the best and safest beef in the world. And
absolutely.
You know, that's just another thing. You want to stay with me through the next segment, or do you need to go?
No, I'll sure stay with you.
Okay, well, let's just sit and visit. We'll visit when you come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Harriet Hageman and with the NCLA, and we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow, and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I asked Harriet to stay with me because, you know, when you talked about the premise, that was the same deal with the NAIS when it was that. And I remember my late boss talking about that. And he got pretty riled up over that because it's always about the land and control, isn't it, Harriet?
Well, it is. It really is. And it's the whole verification idea. One of the things that this concerns me about is that right now we have full traceability and identification in this country. And I'm going to read to you a statement that was made by the USDA in the 2013 regulation. They specifically stated that, quote, requiring there to be individual identification on each animal that moved through the pre-harvest production chain would not improve the traceability of those animals. In other words, it isn't required. They said that the group lot identification is a justified option in those situations, regardless of the size of the group. So now they come back and say, we want disease traceability. We have to be able to do this instantaneously. They can do that. They can do it with the identification they already have. But as I read to you from the Beef Magazine, when they're advocating for RFID, what they can do is they can start adopting other regulations and requirements that you've got to have wildlife-friendly fences or that you've got to fence out all of your natural water supply under the Clean Water Act. I mean, they're going to come up with all kinds of things, and then they're going to have inspectors that can come to your property with your premises identification number, and they can say you're either compliant or you're not. And if you're not compliant, you can't access the market. Many of these things are potentially going to put people out of business. So what does that mean? We're going to start reducing our cattle herds because we're not going to have as many people raising cattle because they're simply not going to be able to afford to comply with these requirements. The issue comes down to an undifferentiated commodity, which is what we have right now. With our livestock and the way we produce and sell, it is essentially an undifferentiated commodity, and as a result, government agencies cannot control our producers. We have the safest meat in the world. We already have the traceability capacity. What's interesting is these RFID requirements are not applied to import cattle.
So just last week, Brazil, for the first time, has been cleared to access our market again. Brazil has problems with animal disease. They have been locked out of the U.S. market since 2017. And as of last week, USDA has cleared them to start bringing Brazilian cattle back into the United States. So here we've got these issues. We shouldn't be importing those problems. But they don't have to comply with the RFID. It's our domestic herds that do. So that's one of the concerns. But, Bethann, I wanted to tell you of the latest development that I discovered last week. And that is that published in the February 2020 version of Nebraska Cattlemen is what's referred to as an informational page. And it's the 2019 fact sheet all over again. And in that document, it states, RFID ear tags will be required for beef and dairy cattle and bison moving interstate that meet the above requirements. It is almost identical to the 2019 fact sheet with a few changes. Rather than specific dates, hardwired dates like January 1st, 2023, they refer to that as phase three. This was paid for by the Nebraska Department of Ag and USDA.
You know, that doesn't surprise me. It saddens me, but it doesn't surprise me. We have to stay vigilant.
Yes, so I'm going to file a motion today and bring this to the judge's attention and say, they're still going forward with this, Judge. They haven't given up.
No, they haven't. They're just trying to go in a back door, and they do that all the time, all the time. Yes. Well, you know, I titled today's show, Tracking U.S. Cows, but Not the Coronavirus. You know, we have the Democrats on the stage, and some of them are angry at the president because he's tried to control who's coming back into this nation, and we need to find out if they're infected. And they're calling him racist and everything else about that, you know. But they want to implement things like this against the United States folks, our own citizens, our own ranchers, our own cattle, our own farmers, you know. And just open up the borders to all kinds of disease. So it doesn't make any sense if they're going to give us the disease side of it, if they're going to let Brazil cattle come in here, Brazilian cattle, beef come in here, and when we know that it doesn't have near the regulations and health regulations that our own cattle do.
The quality
control. It just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. But again, what it has to do is it's incrementalism. It is a manner of, if the average herd is 40 and the person who has 40 head is not able to afford this kind of technology, then that particular person sells their cattle. In the West, if it's not feasible in a 2,000 acre pasture to do something like this, then maybe you don't run as many head in that pasture. It is incrementalism, and it's also a way to do the vertical integration. If the big packers, if Walmart, if those kinds of organizations can get rid of the individual farmer and rancher, then they take over and they control the market. And that's where we are with this. And I'm disappointed that our USDA is not more of a defender of our independent producers. This was a bad idea. Yeah. It remains a bad idea. It's going to allow states like California to dictate how we raise cattle in Wyoming by saying, if you don't do X, Y, and Z, we're not going to allow your cattle to access our market. So it's a very troublesome development and something that we just need to keep fighting back about.
Well, surely the secretary knows that this is going on. He can't be oblivious to it. He has to know.
Well, that's his job.
Of the USDA, I'm sorry. Sorry, yeah. Say that again.
It's his job to know. I mean, it's somebody's
job. You know, so, you know, he's been kind of a disappointment in some respects in this way. And, you know, I just don't know how else to put it. But we just have to stay vigilant and stay at him. I'm coming to your state in May. I'm very excited about that. I've been I'll be there on May 7th. I'm going to be speaking at the Wyoming State Republican Convention. On Thursday night, May 7th. Awesome. I was hoping you'd say that.
Yes, I will be there.
We meet at last.
And
we're planning on staying through, at least through Friday evening. We have been invited to stay and be a part of that evening as well. Or listen, we're going to sit and enjoy. But Thursday night, I will be the speaker, and I'm very excited about that. And Hope I can give them what they want. They want to talk about Constitution, so that's what we're going to do. And
that's real.
I'm going to talk about some of the things that's going on. Thank you for what you're doing there. And I know that it's a fight that's just non-ending. They keep coming back. If they get rid of the RFID, they'll come back with some other kind of initials that have the same thing.
One of the things that's so troublesome about this is that if they do mandate RFID, that freezes the technology at that point in time. We'll never get any other advancements. So right now I'm learning that there's different ways that we can do things such as DNA testing, and there might be other kinds of identification that we could use in the future. If USDA and these ear tag manufacturing companies are successful at hardwiring in RFID, then the advancements and changes in identification technology will be shot down immediately. So
well,
that's
I hear
one of the other things that's troubling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's not just a matter of this little chip. There's so much more. Thank you, Harriet, for all you do. Thank you for NCLA that they are staying vigilant on this. I appreciate it so much. And we'll probably have you on again, and we'll for sure see you in May. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio as we all try to bring America home.
Don't miss Trey Gowdy, former congressman and federal prosecutor, when he comes to Jefferson City for Vitae Foundation's 28th annual pro-life event on Monday, March 9th at the Capitol Plaza Hotel. Gowdy is passionate about the value of life, and so is Vitae. Vitae's messaging promotes a culture of life while connecting women facing unplanned pregnancies with life-saving resources. Reserve your seat today for either the lunch or dinner on March 9th by going to adsforlife.org. That's adsforlife.org.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. At CSC Talk Radio, we love liberty and we value life. I encourage you to attend Vitae Foundation's 28th annual pro-life event Monday, March 9th. Trey Gowdy is the speaker. There's a luncheon from noon to 1:30, and the evening dinner event begins at 6:30. All are held at the Capitol Plaza Hotel and Convention Center in Jefferson City, Missouri. Good food, great speaker. Vitae's mission is life-saving and life-changing. Register now at adsforlife.org. That's adsforlife.org.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.